zdarzyć ćwiczenie.
Czyli?
Jak masz tutaj, jak jest tutaj example one, to jest exercise one. I tutaj jest jego opis. Żeby zrobić on taki oscylator, który gra sinusa o wysokości 10 Hz. I
to
jest
to zmienić, tak? 110 Hz.
Tylko jakbyś mógł to
napisać
tutaj i odpalić ten
fragment.
Oh,
no,
ja
już
nie rozumiem.
Oh, oh, I've got a toy box like that.
I już rozumiem.
That looks like you can put it.
Ja już przeszedłem do 78.
Instrument akustyczny.
That's exercise 78.
And how is it going with you? Okay. Adam?
I'm good.
It worked?
Yeah, almost.
So it didn't work.
No, but I will do it in a moment. You love this,
right? You added 9?
No, I just added before, because I was clicking whatever.
Uh-huh, okay. And
I think it's doing something.
I'm not sure what Google will play, so some bad, okay.
We will see. I know.
Can you hear like circle?
So the bass should be smaller.
I think it's like very low right now.
Yeah, because frequency is low.
Okay.
Maybe.
But you don't have to use the bass.
So should be 0?
Yes, I think it will work.
Will it not explode?
No, it shouldn't.
Okay, I will do it.
Also, if something bad happens, you can use the control dot, and then it will like
dot.
And then it will stop all the stuff which is playing, and you have to like.
Okay. So it works.
Make a sound wave which will be octave higher and half as loud as previous one. How to do it? It's
how to do it?
This description.
You multiply the frequency by 2 and divide the multiply
can
also by 2.
Oh, you have a real flute.
Sort of. Yeah, the B flat doesn't work.
And do it with your instrument.
But here's a
sir,
real flute.
We've only just met.
A real flute.
Yeah.
A real flute.
I traded it for an oboe.
Great. Yeah, you changed from oboe to flute.
Well, I don't play either. I can't play a flute.
Okay.
Can't play the oboe either.
Looks like you play.
It does, because it belonged to someone who actually does play a flute.
Make an oscillator
zero,
playing a sine wave octave higher.
Than the previous one.
And it saves.
Yes.
Magic.
I see that you're done with it.
I did it.
It worked? Right now, if we go to the next example, if we give like the two commands there, the last result, the thing that will be played, is the last line of code.
Check whether they can make a silence, for example.
Okay, can you make a silence?
No,
what
they
is,
can't.
What is silence?
They can't. They're not professionals.
Sorry, I can.
Can you stop the sound? Oh, wow. Bravo.
Okay.
Arturo, bravo. Wow. Interactive.
So.
100%.
Wow.
Right now,
unbelievable. Unglaublich.
If we see the example three, and I will.
Oh, the example three so fast?
Yes. I totally like to make one oscillator and the second one with radically different frequencies, but. Sorry. We will see only the higher one, because in this command it will be played only the last oscillator to like play
no
both of them.
Way.
We have
oh
to
my
use
God. Oh my God. How is possible? Katerina, we thought you are in US on Hollywood or no, come on. You come back.
With Max Cooper.
You come back.
Yes, for a while. So, continuing with the supercar. in example four, okay, so now let's say I want to play.
Even Katerina cannot disturb it.
more than one sine wave. Then we have to use the mix command. And if someone is wondering how to check what mix does, we can use Ctrl plus D on it, and then we have the description of the mix in this,
you know, Marcel,
in this window.
You should ask us, and then repeat from the beginning, or something like that. Then you can check it.
Okay, I will save it.
So, like, mix takes an
I don't know
array, which is like the list of oscillators which are producing sound.
How to?
And then mixing them together. So
if
we execute this,
something D, Control D on it, Control D, Shift D for.
Or Shift Enter.
Yeah, to put it into there, but to get the description.
Control
plus
D. And on Mac, it can be different when than the control.
Command. Yeah. Open Apple. Do they still have Open Apple? Okay. Like 25 years out of date.
So how does
this
work?
This one and
so
Control D.
Yeah, Command D.
We have here the array, and it's one oscillator, then the comma, and after that the second oscillator, and they are all in brackets. And after we use this. But it's starting to look horrible, but don't worry, we can make it more readable. And we have to use variables for that, which means we are giving the name to some parts of the code.
This is the real group lab, not any, just a real one. Can you imagine? You've never seen something like that before.
I know.
But there's one small trick. I'm away.
All right, so.
And that's it. And it starts to be serious work.
So the first oscillator, we are giving the name of sound 1, and the second sound 2. And in order to do that, you first have to spell here var, which stands for
variable.
Yes. And then we can also use mix, but give here those names which we attach instead of the oscillators themselves, like here. And if we will do it
the same way,
we will have the same thing as in the previous one. Mm. All right. And all right, so in the next example, so. As I think you already see this, this one controls the loudness. And we have a distortion here. And that happens just because when mool here controls the loudness. And if the loudness and the, if the mool is set to one, it like it gets then the wave goes through from the whole bandwidth, which is like how loud can it be? So if we put two oscillators with full loudness, as here with one and one, sometimes the resulting wave will be higher than